Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver on Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I want to take you through the changes that have been made to Universal Access on your Mac. It's now just called Accessibility rather than Universal Access. And you can get to it primarily in a number of ways. You can still get to it through your general system preferences options that you're normally used to. For example, I go to System Preferences on my dock and access the panel that way and then access Accessibility. I'm actually going to show you another really cool way to do it now, which is probably a little bit easier. But before I get started, let me just say that my MacBook Pro is turned on. VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift-VOD. Remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, so what I'm going to actually do, and I did this in another demonstration, I'm actually going to bring up the new Accessibility Options panel with Option Command F5, Function Key 5. So I'll do that now.
Application, Accessibility Options window, Accessibility Options.
And I'm going to press the Tab key to get over to Preferences.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts. Unchecked checkbox. Enable Zoom using scroll gestures. Unchecked checkbox. Enable VoiceOver. Checked checkbox. Enable sticky keys. Unchecked checkbox. Enable slow keys. Unchecked check. Enable mouse keys. Unchecked checkbox. Invert display colors. Unchecked checkbox. 20% contrast slider. Preferences ellipsis button.
Okay, and there's Preferences as in System Preferences. I'm going to press the space bar.
System Preferences, Accessibility Window, Toolbar.
Okay, and now we're in the Accessibility panel. It's taking us straight there. So I'm going to do VO right arrow or Control Option right arrow, which is the VoiceOver command.
Accessibility Features Table, VoiceOver, VoiceOver Image, selected.
Okay, and there's our current table that we can now navigate to for different features in Accessibility. So I'm going to interact with that table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with Accessibility Features Table, row 4 of 10, selected. VoiceOver, VoiceOver Image, VoiceOver, row 4 of 10, selected cell 2 items.
Okay, and as you heard, there's 10 rows. We're on row 4, so I'm going to do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Zoom, Zoom Image, Display, Display Image, Seeing.
Okay, and if I do one more.
Seeing.
Okay, that's the top of the table. So seeing is the actual heading. If I do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Display, Display Image.
So if I want to check out the display, I can uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with Accessibility Features Table. Display, Display Image. Selected.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Invert colors. Unchecked checkbox.
Okay, and there's our options for display. Invert colors.
Use grayscale. Unchecked checkbox.
Use grayscale.
Enhance contrast :
Enhance contrast. It's the label.
20%. Enhance contrast : slider.
What's the slider? Keep going.
Normal. Maximum. Cursor size : 0%. Cursor size : slider.
Cursor size, of course, we can adjust that via the slider.
Normal. Large. Display resolution and brightness can be adjusted in display preferences : open display preferences period. Enable access for assistive devices. Show accessibility status on menu bar. Check checkbox. Help button.
Okay, one more.
That's help button.
So let me jump back to the table. And of course, to jump back to the table, I'm going to do Shift VO Command T or Shift Control Option Command T to go back to the feature table.
Accessibility features table.
Okay, I'm going to interact with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with Accessibility Features Table, row 2 of 10, selected. Display, Display Image, Display, row 2 of 10, selected cell 2 items.
Okay, so VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Zoom, Zoom Image.
Okay, there's Zoom, as in System Zoom. And of course, we could uninteract and navigate to the options for Zoom. So VO down, Control Option down arrow.
VoiceOver, VoiceOver Image.
There's VoiceOver itself, so let's uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with accessibility features table. VoiceOver, comma, VoiceOver image selected.
Okay, the right arrow construction, right arrow.
VoiceOver provides spoken and braille descriptions of items on the computer screen and provides control of the computer through the use of the keyboard period. Toggle VoiceOver colon. Command F5. Toggle VoiceOver colon. Enable VoiceOver. Check checkbox.
Okay, of course, Command F5, of course, being the hotkey to turn VoiceOver on or off. I'll keep going with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Open VoiceOver training ellipsis button.
Okay, open VoiceOver training. If I did VO spacebar, control option spacebar on that, it would open up the VoiceOver quick start tutorial, which you could also get to by doing VO command F8 or control option command F8.
Open VoiceOver utility ellipsis button.
Open VoiceOver utility, which you could also get to by just pressing VO F8 or control option F8.
Enable access for assistive devices. Check checkbox.
And of course, enable access to assistive devices.
Show accessibility status in menu bar. Check checkbox. Show
accessibility status in the menu bar. Now, that was also in the other display options too. It'll be in actually all of these particular sub panels. What that's nice, that in your status area, which is now being renamed to your extras menu, it actually shows what accessibility features are currently on and off on your system.
Help button.
And of course, help. And we need one more.
Help button. Right
at the end. So let's go back to that features table with Shift VO Command T or Shift Control Option Command T.
Accessibility features table.
Interact with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with accessibility features table. Row 4 of 10 selected. VoiceOver, comma, VoiceOver image, VoiceOver, row 4 of 10, selected cell 2 items.
Okay, VO down arrow.
Hearing.
Okay, that's the new heading, hearing.
Audio, comma, audio image.
Okay, that's audio. VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Interacting.
Okay, this is a new heading, interacting. VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Keyboard, comma, keyboard image.
Keyboard, down again.
Mouse and trackpad, comma, mouse and trackpad image.
Mouse and trackpad.
Speakable items, comma, speakable items image.
Okay, and speakable items. And if I did one more VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Speakable items, comma, speakable items image.
Okay, we're at the bottom of that table. So let's look at speakable items. So Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow to uninteract.
Stop interacting with accessibility features table. Speakable items, comma, speakable items image selected.
Okay, and VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Settings selected tab 1 of 3.
Settings tab.
Listening key tab. Listening 2 of 3.
Tab.
Commands tab 3 of 3. Tab.
So the speakable items is where you can hold down a key or have it always listening with the default word computer to do commands on your Mac, such as open Safari, switch to mail, check the time, and so on. So don't confuse it with Siri at the moment, but it's a way of being able to control your Mac via your voice, which is independent of the dictation feature now found in Mountain Lion, which I'll be going through in another demonstration. So for the moment, let me just close this panel with Command W.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Okay, and I'm back to my desktop. Now, I'll just show you the other way to get to it. So if you don't want to do that option Command F5 with the new accessibility option dialog, what you can do is just do it normally. So if I did VOD or Control Option D for my dock,
dock,
and do SY for system preferences.
System preferences 11 of 23.
VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
System preferences, system preferences window, toolbar. Preference panes, scroll area.
Okay, I just did VO right arrow, control option right to go to the preference pane scroll area. Interact with Shift VO down arrow, Shift control option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes scroll area. 33 items, personal. General, system preferences has new window. General button. Personal. Accessibility button.
VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press accessibility window, toolbar.
VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Accessibility features table. Speakable items, comma, speakable items image selected.
Okay, and of course, the speakable items is currently selected because that was the last one we were looking at when we went into the accessibility options panel before. Okay, so that's the way that you can get to it if you just want to do it the normal system preferences way, accessibility, and then go into it. So again, it's no longer called universal access, it's just called accessibility. So I'll close that again with Command W.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
And I'm back to my desktop. So remember, if you wanted a quick way to get to accessibility options, you can do Option Command F5, Function Key 5, Tab or Shift Tab to get to Preferences. Spacebar will then take you straight into your System Preferences Accessibility panel. Or, as I just mentioned, you could do it the old-fashioned way, System Preferences, Accessibility, and then interact with the table that way. So that concludes this demonstration on the new accessibility panel in VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.